Hello, everyone. This is Scott Dalkos. Welcome. Just wanted to follow up with you again today and see how you are and where you're at, because I know where I'm at. I was really looking today as I was traveling up north to see the family, looking at the challenge of motivation. Here is the thing that really irritated me, though, as I was looking at motivation. It was everything I'm supposed to be doing. Set your goals and do those things that you really want to do. Make sure you've got it set up in bite-sized chunks so that you can accomplish it. Don't be doing something that doesn't excite you, etc. I mean, it's like, I know all these things. So what in the world was I doing over here not doing that? You know what I'm saying? Do you guys ever have those challenges yourself? Because I'll tell you what, I do. So I just wanted to share that with you today. The one thing that I was really looking at is the motivation piece. And I just realized I went back and did some things that I hadn't done in a long time. Went back and split some wood with the family. And there was just something about seeing an accomplishment when you're done. Meaning the wood was cut, the tree was laying down, we put it on the splitter, and we split that wood and put it in the back end of the trailer and went back and stacked it. And there's something about seeing something actually done. For example, when I'm trading, what am I doing most of the time? I'm really just looking at those charts. I'm looking at what's on those charts. I'm trying to determine, am I going to make this decision to trade or not to trade? Is it a compelling reason to trade? And so on and so forth. With cutting wood, with splitting wood, all I had to do is what? You split it, you throw it in the trailer, you can see what you did and away you go. So there was a little bit of that surprise, a little bit of that remember how this used to be kind of observation. So I don't have everything down for the motivation. Motivation is a unique and interesting thing, and I want to make sure for myself that I am putting in place exactly what excites me. Not just doing something to do it. Not just out there. The one thing I'm really being careful of when I'm doing something, I like helping people. I enjoy helping people. I love helping people. But I want to do it for the right reasons. Meaning, I want to help them because it's the right thing to do. Because then I can empower them based upon what I've found myself to allow them to do that for themselves and fix whatever it is they're trying to accomplish, or based on what I know. I know that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but here's what I do know. I don't want to do it so that people will just accept me, so that they'll like me. That's not the reason that I'm doing it. And I'm really having a hard time and a hard challenge determining what are my real and true intentions. And I know I'm going through a period of time right now where I'm looking at those things that motivate me. I'm looking at those activities that I do. Am I really working towards the goals that I want? Or am I just doing it because I'm doing it? So for example, I went through the analysis this weekend of doing the example, and I put myself in an exercise to say, okay, I'm going to stop what I'm doing and go completely different. So maybe one, I should become a dentist. Okay, at my age, that would be an interesting thing to do. Okay, what am I going to do to become a dentist? I don't know. It looks like there's a big wall I'm going to be up against doing that. The other thing would be, what if I just did something completely different? What if I stopped trading? What if I just got rid of all that and went back and did nothing but computers? Would I enjoy that? Why would I be in doing that? You know, that whole question there. A friend of mine, Mike, has always said, Scott, just do the exercise. Whatever it is you're looking at, whatever it is you're working on, do the exercise. That means just put yourself through the steps, through the analysis, through the look or act or feel of whatever it may be in order to accomplish that thought. So for example, if I'm thinking about being a dentist, I just go through the exercise. What would I have to do? Well, I'd probably have to go back through to college. I'd have probably a biology to take. I'd have lots of different things to do. And would that be exciting? What's my real reason for doing it? Do I have a heart for doing that? See, that's what got to me today was, what is the real reason I'm doing something? What is my heart going after? You may have the same challenges, and I'm looking at it from this angle. I want to know what's in here, not what's up in here. I want to think right out of my heart so that I can move forward and do the right thing. Because my goal, my objective is to help people, all the while letting them accomplish whatever it is they want to accomplish. So that's kind of my thoughts for today. A lot was going on. I'm looking forward to the rest of the weekend. We've kind of got an extended weekend right now. Looking forward to that time with family and friends, and look forward to seeing you the next time as well. Have a fantastic day.